Welcome to episode 2636 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, especially these days of uncertainty. And as we launch into a brand new year, and head into cold and flu season and continue experiencing coronavirus, I hope you give yourself a lot of credit for simply being here, showing up for yourself. In today's episode, we close out a series we've been exploring all week long on mindful movements. This is a unique series. I've never before shared actual movements on a podcast, because you can't see what I'm doing. But the movements are called Mindful Movements by Thich Nhat Hanh. And this is a series in honor of him. He passed away a week ago at the age of 95. He was a Vietnamese Buddhist Tian monk who shared mindfulness with the world. And these are simple movements. The reason I felt these movements are important to share with you is because it's not often that we have the chance to sit down and really dedicate ourselves to meditation. So if you could do some mindful movements throughout your day, imagine what a difference that could make for you. It allows you to attune yourself to slowing down. And that's why Thich Nhat Hanh created these movements. And he and the monks at his monasteries that he founded placed great emphasis on these mindful movements. You can see a beautiful video of Thich Nhat Hanh guiding you through these mindful movements. There are a total of 10. I'm sharing 7 with you here on the podcast, one for each day of the week. He is guiding you with several of his fellow monks, and they're standing under what looks like a beautiful willow tree, so you can see how easy the movements are. So in today's episode, I'm going to guide you through Mindful Movement 7, and you don't necessarily have to follow the movement. You may simply sit down and get ready to meditate. When I sit down to meditate, I usually move my body from side to side. I'll move my arms, my legs. I tune into my body before I meditate. So you could simply do that. Then you might pause the episode and do more of the moves. Maybe you're really enjoying today's move and you want to practice it a little longer. Or simply continue and I'll guide you through today's mindfulness meditation, where you will explore the 7th miracle of mindfulness from Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Mindful Movements. In next week's series, it'll be back to usual where you settle yourself down to meditate. I'm planning for that series. It's by popular request, so I'm excited to share it with you. For now, I invite you to stand firmly on the ground and begin to tune into your body. Notice where you might feel any tension and begin to move your arms and legs a little bit. This is a simple movement to do. You will touch the sky and touch the earth. As you are standing, your feet are hip width apart. Breathing in, bring your arms high up above your head with your palms forward. Stretch all the way up and look up as you touch the sky. Breathing out, bend at your waist as you bring your arms down to touch the earth, as far down as is comfortable for you, taking care if you have any vulnerabilities in your spine. Bend down to simply touch your knees if that's the case. Release your neck. From this position, breathe in and keep your back as straight as possible as you come all the way back up and touch the sky. Breathing out again, bending at the waist as you bring your arms downward as far as is comfortable and touch the earth or simply touch your knees. Releasing your neck. Breathe in, keeping your back straight as you come all the way back up and touch the sky again. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. And I invite you now to settle yourself down to meditate. Could you imagine yourself doing this throughout your day, incorporating your breath as you look up and stretch your arms upward, and exhale your breath as you bring your arms downward to touch the earth? Imagine how this would bring you into the present moment. These simple movements can make a big difference in the quality of your life. As you're seated, close your eyes, gently uplifting them to the point between your eyebrows. Relax your whole face. Notice how you feel in your body now after having done mindful movement. Notice your mood. How are you feeling today? Name your emotion. Mentally affirm, I breathe in peace. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Thich Nhat Hanh says, one way people can develop peace in themselves is by just sitting quietly and breathing. This is called meditation. With each in-breath, we can notice we are breathing in. With each out-breath, we can notice we are breathing out. When we breathe like this, our body and our mind come together. And when our body and our mind are together, we are capable of living life more fully. We're able to enjoy what is going on in us and around us in each moment. Mindful miracle number 7 is transformation. By practicing right mindfulness, you touch the healing and refreshing aspects of life and begin to transform the suffering in yourself and in the world. Your true home is the present moment. If you really live in the moment, your worries and hardships will disappear. And you will discover life with all its miracles. Real life can only be found and touched in the here and now. Allow yourself to sit a little longer as you meditate today, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.